From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer met Wednesday and Thursday of last week with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement Working Group. According to the National Pork Producers Council, the sticking points for the nine-member working group continue to be on issues relating to the environment, enforcement, access to medicines, and labor. In remarks during her weekly press conference, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the working group is getting closer to an agreement, but enforcement has not been resolved. Both sides say progress is being made on phase one of the U.S.-China trade deal. China's top trade negotiators tell ProFarmer Today talks with the U.S. are making concrete progress, and both sides are working toward a partial trade deal, but adds negotiations must be on an equal basis. President Trump says he thinks the trade deal will be signed by the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation meetings in Chile, November 16th and 17th. U.S. duties on a portion of $7.5 billion in European products kicked in October 18th. A retaliatory move approved by the World Trade Organization. The EU's outgoing trade chief, Cecilia Malmström, tells AgriMarketing.com the move leaves us no alternative but to follow through in due course with our own tariffs. A coalition of international alcohol industry groups called on the U.S. to take down the tariffs, warning there are no winners in a trade war. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.